In college basketball, Siena defeated Ryder 69-60 on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Siena women's team fell to Fairfield 57-47. In top 25 action, number 11 Creighton beat Seton Hall 72-71. Number 20 Michigan topped number 13 Michigan State 79-70. Number 21 UConn fell to SMU 64-55. In the NBA, Jason Collins played his first game with the Brooklyn Nets, becoming the first openly gay active player in the four major U.S. professional sports leagues. Collins was signed to a 10-day contract Sunday, nearly 10 months after his announcement on April 29th in Sports Illustrated. He played 10 scoreless minutes with 2 rebounds and 5 fouls in the Nets' 108-102 victory over the Lakers. Elsewhere, the Clippers defeated Oklahoma City 125-117. Miami beat Chicago 93-79. Toronto won against Orlando 105-90. Washington edged Cleveland 96-83. It was Sacramento over Denver 109-95. Houston passed Phoenix 115-112. And Minnesota fell to Portland 108-97. In NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr. won the Daytona 500 for the second time a decade after his first victory in the Great American Race. Earnhardt also snapped a 55-race winless streak that dated to 2012. Moving over to baseball, New York Yankees outfielder Brett Gardner has agreed to a 4-year contract extension worth $52 million. Gardner will make $5.6 million this season before the extension kicks in. In golf, Jason Day won the Match Play Championship at Dove Mountain. It was his first World Golf Championship. Finally, the flame has been extinguished and the Winter Olympics are over. Host Russia led all countries with overall 33 medals, and the U.S. was second with 28. In the final big event of the Games, Team Canada won the gold medal in men's hockey by blanking Sweden 3-0. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.